KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Brian Nixon joins us from Veritas International University. Brian, thanks for taking the time.
Steve, as usual, it is great to be with you.
And actually, before we jump into our content today on the International Symposium on Archaeology and the Bible, number 9, let's bring people up to speed. Hopefully they know Brian. He should be familiar with other times on ABQ Connect and mostly from the podcast heard on the weekend here on KLYT from Veritas International University, Paratus. Did I put the emphasis?
You sure did. Your okay. Latin is impeccable, Steve. Impeccable.
With that, Paratus is...
Paratus is the outreach broadcast for Veritas.
But in Latin.
Oh, it means to defend.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's one of the three mottos, if you will, proclaim, defend, and equip of Veritas International University.
Okay. So it's part of Bible School of the Year on Saturdays. You'll find it in the 4 o'clock hour on Saturdays. And takes up most of the hour. And then right after the live service from Calvary Church on Sunday, which means Paratus gets underway right around 12:15 every Sunday afternoon if you miss it on Saturday. Or tune in both times because the information, Brian, sometimes it's easily consumable by the layperson, and sometimes it may be a little bit more like water out of a fire hydrant.
That's exactly right. You know, one of the things the founder, Dr. Norman Geisler, he kind of had this concept of seminary in a box.
Yeah.
That you present information that Christians need to know. And at times, that's very approachable. It is very understandable. Other times, you really have to put on your thinking cap and work through some of it. And so you're exactly right, Steve. There's a lot of great information, but at times you really do have to chew on it.
Yeah. And I get, quite honestly, I get the joy of being here when it's recorded. Often I'm kind of, dual tasking, so I can at least give it one ear, but always compelling. I always appreciate the conversation and the variety of educators that you bring to the mix and authors and what have you. Now, back to our original intent for our discussion today, the International Symposium on Archaeology and the Bible. This is number 9 in a series. Is this an annual event, Brian?
It's a biannual, every other year.
Okay. But it is presented by the School of Archaeology at Veritas International University. And on the website at isabq.org for the International Symposium, isabq.org, you will find this under what I've already shared is quintessential, cutting-edge, biblical archaeology. So, Brian, it's going to be is it a full day, a weekend?
It actually begins on Wednesday afternoon with a shroud discussion.
Okay.
And then it goes through Saturday, up to Saturday evening. So it is actually Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, full day. So it's actually 3.5 days of some of the most really leading minds in archaeology, biblical archaeology. So it's bound to be a fascinating time.
So January 28th through the 31st, and actually I should have said from the onset, at isabq.org, right there on the homepage, you scroll down just a little bit, you'll see a little box that says Past Symposia, and although you won't find any of the recordings there, the reason to go there is pictures taken mm-hmm. from the other symposia that you can kind of get a vibe for, what a few days at one of these events is like. Now, Brian, before we jump into essentially the syllabus as best we can,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Who should go to an event like this, and why should they attend?
Well, who should go is any Christian interested in biblical archaeology, or what we would call evidential apologetics, someone who wants to hear from some of the current leading apologists and archaeologists who are bringing new information to light. And I've been to a few of these, and let me say, some of them have been eye-opening. Not all the presenters are Christians. And that even makes it more engaging because these guys sometimes are unearthing biblical documents, evidence, if you will, and are not even believers, but they're going, this is what we found. And so from an apologetics standpoint, it's essential because archaeology really is the evidence we show for biblical reliability.
So, and Brian, speaking to that, I think I know the answer. When it comes to biblical archaeology, how often does it support what is found in Scripture?
Oh, almost all the time. I mean, you know, throughout history, people have doubted certain aspects of the Bible. And then lo and behold, an archaeologist gets out there in the field and uncovers something and says, oh, wait a minute, all of you people who were doubting this person existed or these people were real, guess what? We just found something that proves that they were real. So biblical archaeology is essential. As a matter of fact, I wish more and more people were enrolling in biblical archaeology because it is one of the greatest ways we could show historical reliability of the Bible.
Brian, let's speak to that. Someone listening saying, you know what? I'm already intrigued. First of all, I need to go to isabq.org to find out about this week's symposium, but I may want to jump into some classes on the subject. Where would you encourage them to go?
Start with the website, ves.edu, or just type in your search engine, Veritas International University. You will find the programs there. We do have three broad schools, the Norman Geisler School of Apologetics, so apologetics. Then we have our School of Archaeology and then our School of Theology and Biblical Studies. And so our more popular classes tend to be the archaeology classes and then, of course, apologetics. We have one of the leading Islamic scholars in the world is one of our professors for the Islamic studies. So we get students from around the world for his classes as well.
And Brian, when it comes to archaeology, maybe bushwhacking you here just a little bit, but when it comes to archaeology, is there a timestamp? Is there something in your memory that this is when I knew I wanted to know more about biblical archaeology?
Unquestionably. And it was the late 70s here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. A film was being broadcast, and I think it was at the old Lobo Theater. And I had my mom drop me off. Back in those days, you could drop off an elementary student at one of these things. And it was In Search of Noah's Ark.
Okay.
And that's where I first got my visual of a gentleman by the name of Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, who I later went on to study his works, and he mentored in some ways and became a friend of mine. But that was when I got the bug of, wow, there are actually people out there that go and try to figure out evidence and find evidence for the Bible.
Yeah, it's not just, I mean, they're stories, but they're true stories.
Yeah. And I was smitten. And then, of course, I think about a year later in 1980 or whatever it was, Indiana Jones came out. And like everyone else, particularly as a kid, you know, you're smitten by Indiana Jones, and archaeology all of a sudden became cool. But even before Indiana Jones, it was In Search of Noah's Ark. And I don't, Steve, even remember how I heard about this. Maybe it was something I heard at church. We went to a local Presbyterian church here in town at that time. And I don't know where it was, and I didn't even know what got over me, but I asked my mom, I need to go see this, and no one else wanted to go, so she literally dropped me off, and there I sat in the audience by myself as an elementary school kid.
So parents, hopefully you're listening.
But don't drop them off anymore.
Yeah.
Back in the 70s, it was okay. Today, it's no longer okay to drop your kids off alone.
Yeah. So actually go with them. And Which speaks to another thing, Brian, the age of interest in biblical archaeology. And we talked about the Veritas International University website for those interested to find out more, ves.edu, to go find out more about the various classes there. It's not just for the young student.
No, it's not. It's for adult learners. You could audit the classes, meaning you don't have to pay full price. You just go and you don't have to do the work. You're listening, you're getting the information. Or maybe you go, hey, I've always wanted to go back and get an accredited degree, and this is a great place to start. We also have our Biblical Archaeology Museum just two suites down from where our office is. So there's a lot of ways for people to get plugged in, particularly through the archaeology program.
Okay, so Brian, let's start walking people through this week's symposium and whet their appetites a little bit. Now, they could still register at the website.
They could register for days, yeah.
Okay.
And if they wanted to come to the whole thing, there's still room. We closed, theoretically, the registration, but there are still our day passes. And okay, if you wanted to just show up and say, I'm here, I want to come to the entire thing, you could find a way.
Okay, isabq.org. Let's start with the beginning. You mentioned it kicks off with a discussion on the Shroud of Turin.
Yes.
What might people expect at this discussion?
Well, boy, this is going to be a fun discussion. We have a leading biblical scholar, Dr. Craig Evans. And for those who may not know Dr. Craig Evans, he is truly a giant in evangelical scholarship. So he and Dr. Scott Stripling will be taking one side of the issue, and then we have a couple of other people taking the other side. I'm involved in the discussions as well. And then we have the moderator, who is flying out from the Vatican.
Oh.
From the university there in Rome, and he's flying out, and he is going to moderate it, and it really is, Steve, just a discussion. As so many people know, the Shroud of Turin is really one of those objects that gets a lot of attention. A lot of people are interested in the Shroud. And here's the beautiful thing for our listeners, Steve. You don't even have to register for the conference. You could literally show up tomorrow evening, well, late afternoon at 2 o'clock, and just pay an entrance fee for that one discussion. So you could say, hey, I'm not interested maybe in sitting through scholarly conversations about archaeology, but I would like to hear some of these leading scholars talk about the Shroud of Turin. Well, we invite you. Just come on out at 2 o'clock tomorrow at the Marriott there off Jefferson, and you will get a three-hour discussion on the Shroud of Turin.
Okay, and obviously that's just a small portion.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Will that be the only event that day?
Correct. Yeah, that is the kickoff of the symposium. And again, just to reiterate, you do not have to be signed up for the conference. You could literally just show up for that one session, because it's one of those that really show a lot of interest. And then beginning on Thursday is when you really get into the nuts and bolts, if you will, of the archaeology sessions.
Right. All right. So obviously bring whatever. You can go old school, scroll and do your notes, or of course bring something electronic, but you will want to take notes. I'm assuming there's not going to be any recording.
There is no recording. One of the things that this conference symposium has always upheld is that they want academic freedom, and they want the scholars to be able to speak openly and freely, so they don't record it. They don't put recordings on the website, so you would have to show up, you would have to take actual notes and listen and interact that way. So it's participatory, really.
All right, whet our appetites some more for the following days.
Yeah, we have some top-notch scholars, and maybe for our listening audience, they may not be aware of the level of these archaeologists. Well,
which, by the way, before you rattle off through those, go to the website at isabq.org, scroll down, and you will see the presenting scholars, and each of them you can click on and read a short description of what it, I mean, you mentioned Craig Evans, and I went to go look, and I'm like, wow,
yeah.
I want to hang out and talk to this guy.
Yeah, he is a top-notch scholar. Other top-notch scholars, we have Mark Chapalis. He focuses in on the Bronze Age, but he is a very, very well-respected scholar in Iranian, Egyptian, Syro-Palestinian information. Shimon Gibson. Shimon Gibson is a British-born archaeologist, and he is the professor of practice in the history department at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. He has been on countless of digs. He wrote the archaeology of Jesus's last week. I mean, the guy is legendary. Then we have Dr. James Hoffmeyer. He was the professor of Near Eastern History and Archaeology at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School. He also was the director of the Wheaton Archaeology Program. We have James Tabor, who for many years was the study of at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. He's now the Distinguished Fellow in Humanities at Hebrew University in Jerusalem. We have Tom Levy. We also mentioned Craig Evans, Scott Stripling. The list goes on and on of scholars. And let me tell you this again, Steve, that you may not be familiar with some of these guys, but the amount of information and insight they provide is just immense. So I really encourage people to go to the website, go to that isabq.org, and look at some of these people that will be on, and look at the schedule. You could click the schedule, and if you can't come all 3 days, maybe you'll want to, you know, just tune in one day, Saturday, but you will hear from these fellas, or maybe again, Wednesday afternoon is the time you could come, and that Shroud discussion is going to be, it's going to be fun.
So, it may be, Brian, like asking you to pick a favorite child, but is there a session that stands out for you?
Well, I really like Shimon Gibson. Uh-huh. I've Shimon Gibson, again, he's a British-born archaeologist. I don't always agree with Shimon, but I love his scholarship. I love that he's a fine writer, and he's one of those guys that I'm looking forward to. I'm also looking forward to meeting and interacting with Dr. Craig Evans. I've read several books by Dr. Evans, and the fact that he's coming out is pretty thrilling to me. I know other archaeologists, and again, I'm not an archaeologist, but I know archaeologists love the fact that Tom Levy's going to be here, that James Tabor is going to be here, that Mark Chavalis is going to be here. So there is a lot of people out there that are excited for you know, this lineup.
Yeah, and for those of you that are familiar with some of these names, and maybe, oh, I want to go, I need to talk to, well, it could happen, but Brian, at very least, Q&A sessions?
Yeah, there are. And here's the thing, Steve. The symposium keeps the registration fairly low for people to be able to interact with the presenters. These are not 5,000 people showing up and then the guy just stands on the stage and retreats out a back door. You're talking 100 people, yeah, who are there, and they get to interact with some of the leading archaeologists in the world.
It's really a unique symposium, and if you haven't heard about it yet, we would encourage you to go to the website again. It's isabq.org and find out more about the International Symposium on Archaeology and the Bible. It gets underway tomorrow, and as Brian has already mentioned, registration for the entire event is, you know, has been cut off, kind of. Show up at the event. Let them know you want to be there for the entire event. They'll work out the registration, or you can pick and choose between the days and get a day pass for any of the topics they're going to be covered. And you can, again, check the schedule on the website at isabq.org. On that page, scroll down in a little farther down, just below the presenting scholars pictures and what have you, you'll find the schedule. You can click on that and the syllabus that we mentioned.
That's right. And obviously, even if you can't make it to one of the sessions, swing on by maybe after work, look at the tables, look at, you know, browse the books. There'll be sweatshirts available, you know, all of that fun stuff. So you'll definitely want to make it. And again, it's at the Marriott off Jefferson here in Albuquerque.
All right. Well, as I mentioned at the top of our conversation, we've been visiting with Brian Nixon with Veritas International University and the host of Paratus, heard every Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock and Sunday afternoon at 12:15 on KLYT. Brian, looking forward to obviously catching up with you again. And, you know, for Paratus this weekend with the symposium here, we're going to actually review a Paratus from a previous season, but it's on the topic of archaeology, very timely.
It really is. It's going to be with Luke Betzner and myself, and we're going to be talking about the textual elements behind archaeology and the reliability of Scripture. So,
all right. Well, we'll get to that over the weekend. Brian, thanks for your time, and don't be a stranger.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. Thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.